Are you ready to be in the spotlight? Are you ready to share your story with the world? Well, Snails with No Shells is where you need to be. Available on all digital platforms, Facebook and YouTube. Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. Greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. That's my only rule. It's okay to be a slug for a little while. All right, now let's get into it. I am so honored to have my next guest. She was the second podcast that I did, and I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to bring her out. She's beautiful. Let me just be quiet and bring her out. Let me bring her out. Dr. Alvina Ryan, yay! Hello, beautiful. Hello. It is so good to see you.
Great to see you too, BJ.
Yes, yes, I am so honored. I'm so honored. You just don't know. I'm almost a little bit nervous. All right, let's get into it. So, Dr. Alvina, where are you from?
I'm from Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Awesome.
Montreal. And my parents are from the Caribbean. They're from a small island called Montserrat. So most people don't have any clue about that island, but they know the song Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot. That's our song.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Yes,
exactly. You know.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that because I remember on your podcast, you were talking, and I could just... You're like Canada. I'm like, but I'm like, no, it's some flavor. It's some flavor. It's like some plantains and some rice and peas. Like I can take, I was like, it's some flavor in there. And then you was like, yeah, you told me where your parents were from. And I was like, yes, I knew it. I was right. Spend most of your childhood on the islands or in Canada?
I've always been in Canada, so I'm born here. I visited the islands. So of course, my parents wanted to know me where I'm from, my roots and everything like that. So I went a few times, but I live here. I'll probably even die here. I love Canada.
Yes. Yeah, I'll get cold in the wintertime.
It's cold, but you could come in the summer.
Yes, yes. What? Dr. Alvina Ryan, oh my gosh. Her bio is amazing, and I have it. Alvina is a sought-out keynote speaker. I need a drum, like, best-selling author and success coach. Her first book, I Pray on Purpose, is a collection of prayers that speak to all people who need to reignite their prayer life and make prayer a habit. And she also has another book, I Testify on Purpose Because, is a devotional filled with testimonies that show the faithfulness of God. And she is a co-author of Finding the Joy in the Journey, Volume 2. Yes, my co-author, yes! And that is how we connected through that project, which is a phenomenal project. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, she is a best-selling author, an Amazon best-selling author as well. And oh my gosh, I didn't even know this. Alvina has been practicing massage therapy, and she's a massage therapist and entrepreneur for almost 30 years. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. 30 years. And she became a published author in 2020 due to COVID-19. Oh my God. This goes on and on. I'm going to definitely put it in the comment section. They can read everything. All the rest of this about you. I told y'all she was amazing. Amazing. Phenomenal. Just all of that. All of that. Yes. So back to you. Okay. We did that correctly. Back to you and your childhood. What was it like growing up there? You said you love it. What was it like?
Well, I had a normal childhood, at least normal to me. I mean, I have two siblings, my parents, they're hardworking. We went to church. I actually went to three churches growing up because we had a regular church. And then one of my friends in the building was a Jehovah's Witness. And my mom said, go and learn there. And then my aunt was an Adventist and she sent me to that church. She said, go and learn there. And actually that church was the one that I loved the most because people were my age. There was a lot of children. There was a lot of activities. We went on trips. We went on picnics. So I'm an Adventist today. I joined the Pathfinder Club. So that's where I landed. So that's the way I stayed.
That's good. So you very well-rounded as a child when it came to religion. So you got a chance to hear the different, you know, interpretations and aspects, people, how they view religion and all that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool that you got a choice. Some of us, you go to church and we don't have choices. We can go this here and there. We got one church, one church. Our grandma went here, you know, mom went here. We all go to the same church. You know what I'm saying? So that's great. That's great. You got an early start in that. That's awesome. That is awesome. So you spent a lot of time in church.
I did. Three times a week.
Yes.
Three different churches and three times a week.
Yes, I remember Bible study, choir rehearsal, Sunday school. You remember Sunday school? You had to go to church before church service, and we had something after church. We spent most of our lives in church. Get here in the States.
I still do.
Yes, you had to be doing something in the church. Wow, that's awesome. So you said you had two brothers?
No, I have a brother, a younger brother, and an older sister.
Okay.
And they still live here. We all live here in Montreal, so it's an amazing thing. My brother lives 10 minutes away from me. He has his children. My sister has her grown-up children. So it's good. Close-knit family.
Yes, that's awesome. That's good. That's good. Okay, so now here's the big question. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I actually wanted to be a nurse. So if you ask anybody who knew me in elementary, in high school, I was supposed to be a nurse. And I went to college and I didn't do as well. Like in all the studies, I did well in elementary, did very well in high school. And college was a different thing for me because like it wasn't strict, like you have to do your homework. It was more like do your homework, but no one said this page, that chapter or anything like that. So I didn't do as well. And I spent a lot of time in the guidance counselor trying to figure out how I'm going to get to do my nursing. And I actually was misadvised and told to do a whole bunch of subjects that had nothing to do with anything, but would give me my degree. Mm-hmm. So I graduated. And when I applied to university, I found out that those subjects don't count for nursing. So I had a transitional 1 year in university where I had to prove myself to myself, but also to the school and to the program that I wanted to get into that I could do better than this. So, you know, when people are struggling in school and stuff, like I never had the struggle. It was always easy for me in elementary and in high school. And then when I got to college, then I understood what people were going through when, you know, they were always with the teachers and all that stuff. I've never experienced anything like that because I just always excelled. And then it was a struggle, an upward struggle, but I was just determined. I said, you know what? I'm better than this. I'm going to do it. And I don't want to be in the program that I was in. It had nothing to do with nursing. Mm-hmm. And again, I went to the guidance counselor, but the ones in university were better. And, you know, they made you do these tests and to see where your strengths lie. And nursing still scored high, but I was in a school that didn't have nursing. Okay. And I ended up doing a program, like it said, physiotherapy would be good for me. So I ended up doing a program that was in the school I was in called exercise science. And I specialized in athletic therapy. So it's almost like a physio, except you specialize with sports teams. Mm-hmm. So I did that program. I excelled. I graduated with honors with distinction. I became an athletic therapist and I worked for many teams. And, you know, my claim to fame is I worked for the Montreal Alouettes football team. My position there was massage therapist. And I did like almost 15 years there for, you know, 14 and a bit. So that's basically it. That was the journey that I went on. And because of a good placement test, mm-hmm. I found something else that I love to do. Mm-hmm. And I still do this kind of work today. I still work with athletes and Olympians and different things like that. I'm sought out a little bit for my skills. So sometimes people show up at the door and they say, you know, I don't need a treatment, but I just need you to touch me. And I was like, okay, I will touch you. So I have a gift. I have to say, thank you, God, for giving me the gift. I definitely know what I'm doing in terms of massage. And part of it is also I learned on cadavers. So I don't have the same. Some people go to school and they learn just on people, but I know what goes on under the skin because I learned on dead people, right? Cadavers. So I visually know exactly how the fibers run and, you know, so it was an incredible experience. And then even to top that off, my lab partner was blind. And so I was wondering how he was getting better marks than me in anatomy. And then he told me, Alvina, I'm going to teach you how to feel with your hands. So I actually blindfolded myself all through university to go like to learn my anatomy just by touch because he was doing it that way. So this is just, you know, I had some incredible experiences. One day I'm going to write a book about those experiences.
Wow. Because
people don't know why I have the skill, right? So, and then another thing that happened to me is I lost my hearing during the birth of my second child, during the pregnancy, of my second child. So again, you know, I only had four senses. So something enhanced and the one that enhanced was touch. So it also enhanced my skills. So
how did you lose your hearing? What happened?
Well, they have no idea, but apparently it's common. That's what my doctor told me, but I just, you know, one day I woke up, I was maybe about 2 months pregnant and I couldn't hear out of one of my ears. It always felt like I had water and I was shaking it. And, you know, it never came back. It came to the point where it was super blocked. And then the other one started. And so, you know, I rushed to the doctor and I told him like, and then they said, I have to go see a specialist. By the time I got to see the specialist, I had no hearing. So then, you know, you go to the specialist at the hospital and the tuning fork and everything, but I couldn't hear anything. I could just hear what's going on in my body. So I could hear my body flush and I could hear my heartbeat and I couldn't hear anything on the outside. It was just, anyway, another book.
Oh my gosh, Alvina.
Yeah. You're the host, remember? You're supposed to be
talking. Wait a minute, I forgot for a minute. I thought I was the guest. Wait, see, this is why I love, you know, I call this having a conversation. I don't call this interview because we're not interviewing for jobs. I call this conversation. That's why I love having these conversations because I find out so much about you. You lost your hearing and you could only hear what was going on in the inside of your body.
Yeah.
And that made your senses, God, good. Oh my gosh. Because somebody else could have took that and just been and just been devastated. You got your hearing taken away, so you could just be you got like spidey senses. You're like the female Spider Woman. You have spidey senses. That enhanced your gift. You losing your hearing enhanced your gift.
It did. And you know, the funny thing is, when I mentioned that organization called Pathfinders that I used to belong to when I was young, and now I'm actually in charge, like I'm an assistant director of it.
Yes.
When I was younger, we learned how to sign. So when the doctor came up to me and he said, you know, you might never get your hearing back, but you'll have to learn sign language. And I was like, well, I could sign, so it's okay. Like so I took it in stride. Of course, you wish you could hear, but there's worse things. I think losing sight would be worse than hearing, to be honest.
Yes.
And I could still speak. So a lot of people weren't aware of my disability. Mm-hmm. Because I knew how to speak. I knew my pitch. I knew where to put my voice. You know, it's not like I was born deaf.
Right.
I was actually lost my hearing for a period of seven months.
Wow.
So it was 7 months fully lost. And then as soon as I delivered, 3 days after I delivered my daughter, he said it was always going to be a 50-50 chance. I started to hear out of the same ear where it started.
Girl.
And I couldn't hear much, but I knew there was something. It was just a little thing. And I just hung on to that little thing. And I remember, you know, just putting the radio, like when it was coming in, maybe 2-3 months after, I put the radio on the faintest thing because I wanted to see if I could hear that because I couldn't hear anything. Right. And it would just that I would sit there and listen for hours because I wanted to hear that little sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, so appreciative of all the senses. Yeah.
Amazing. For 7 months. Wow. I have never heard anything like that before in my life. I love this. I think
you're the first one to know that story.
Oh my goodness. So Alvina, how did you feel about that? Like when it happened, and then they're trying to tell you might not ever hear. Like how did you feel about all that? And you're pregnant.
Well, everything, you know, everything was going wrong at the same time. They never knew what was wrong with me. And my daughter was supposed to be born with spina bifida. So on top of all of those things, I had so much things going on. And the only thing I clung to was prayer. Because I knew that I couldn't really change whatever was happening to me. It was all happening to me. I didn't think it was happening for me. I wasn't even elevated to think these kind of things. But I knew that only God could change my situation. So I just prayed because spina bifida, I don't know if you know anything about it, but when the child comes out, their spinal cord is not fused at around L2. So then the liquid falls out. So they have to have surgeries and then, you know, they attach the tube to, you know, to keep the cerebrospinal fluid going through the body. And it was just a scary thought. Like my whole life was going to change. I had clinics at the time, probably operating 3 clinics, you know, had multiple people working for me. And I'm going to have, you know, a child with a disability and I'm going to have to be home. And so it was really like, okay, I have to change my life. But before I change, I'm going to pray about it. And that's all I did. I prayed about it. And I remember even delivering, my daughter came out and I was just knowing that she was going to go to a specialty hospital. And I was just trying to get enough sleep and she came out perfect, pretty much.
Yeah,
she came out pretty much perfect. She had a little thing, but nothing big, like not what they thought it was going to be. And, you know, and all I had to say is praise God because I went to test every 2 weeks for most of my pregnancy because she was going to have this and she was going to have that and they wanted to check this and there was nothing.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, I was I knew about the spina bifida really early in the pregnancy. So, you know, they give you that abortion literature, right? And say, you know, make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't do it because I'm religious and I don't believe in it for myself.
Yes.
So yeah. I didn't do it, you know, but then when she came out perfect, won't he do it? You know,
yes.
So and then you start thinking back, you know, you start thinking about like, it was always perfect.
Yes.
Did he fix it, or was it always perfect and you could have just, you know, aborted an innocent child, right?
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know the answer, but all I know, God is faithful. So I trusted him and he delivered. And that's basically what all my stuff is. My whole life is a testimony about prayer and how, you know, he shows up. I mean, I have hands, I can feel, I can do stuff, you know, I can hear. So my whole life is a living testimony of his goodness and his grace.
Yes. Wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And on here, on the show, we always talk about how each and every one of us have had to go through some trials and tribulations, have had to almost, some of us hit rock bottom, whatever your level of rock bottom is, you know, some of us have had some detrimental things happen to us to awaken us to ourselves and to bring us closer to God. That's just something that we all have had to go through, especially those of us who are really out here trying to help others. It's like you got to go through something first so that you can be relatable to other people, so that you can understand what it's like. And so everything you've been through, and a lot of times we go through stuff, we think it's just me going through my pain, or it's for me. This is just me suffering. This is just me. But you're going through for, we're going to say, thousands of people, you know, you're going to be able to help thousands of people. So, wow. What a story. What a story. You got a few more books. you know, we talk about the massage therapy, your baby, the loss of your hearing. Just, oh my goodness. Wow. Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. That's, wow. I told y'all I could feel the energy. I told y'all she was amazing. And I didn't even know all this. I'm finding this out today, you guys. You know, I was on her podcast. And what's the name of your podcast?
Let's Keep It Real.
Yes. R-E-I-L. Let's Keep It Real. I was on her podcast a couple of years ago. And so now we've switched seats. So I love this. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay.
I can get used to this.
It's nice.
I'm telling you, I like it. Nice. Yeah.
Yes. You can relax a little bit. Absolutely. Wow. So, Dr. Alvina, so it's massage therapy. So, are you still doing the massage? You're still doing the massage therapy?
Yes. The thing about me is I do the things that I'm passionate about. So, you know, I love massage therapy. I'm passionate about it. I coach massage therapists as well, so that they could be better massage therapists. I love writing. I've been writing since I was a child. I never really dreamed of being an author, but I just wanted to produce that, you know, that first book. Yes. And you know, it's been a blessing to have that book. And it's an anthology. I don't know if everybody knows that. So it's not just me. I'm the visionary of the projects. And, you know, many people, many women, many prayer warriors contributed to this book. So I'm so grateful that they accepted the call, because, you know, they all wrote a piece of the book. And the book is written in a way that, you know, some people make an excuse that they don't know how to pray. Right. So it's a fast devotional, in terms of it gives you a Bible text, it gives you a little bit of a story, it gives you a prayer. So you get all three in one. So if you even have 10 minutes in the morning, there's no excuses, right? So put those excuses aside. And the beginning of the book teaches you how to pray. There's not one method to pray. We have many different methods, but it gives you a template so that you know, like, when you're praying, how to start. And if you have no idea, just pray with the book, right? There's prayers about children. There's prayers about fertility. There's prayers about spiritual warfare. So you could just open whatever you're going through and just pray with the person that wrote it. So it's an amazing, amazing tool, devotional, personal devotional Bible study tool. Yeah. And, you know, I hope that as you read it, you're blessed.
Yes, that's beautiful. And as far as anthologies go, I'm telling anybody, if they can be a part of an anthology, do it. Because for one, that's you. You're choosing you. You're saying yes to me. You're saying yes to yourself. And anthologies are very important, because even though it's a lot of authors, each author is putting a piece of them on that paper. Do you understand? Each and we go really deep with these, what we write in these books. And for you to just to say, because everybody's not saying yes, not choosing themselves. So it's important, you know, anthology, and you just meet so many people and you get so many connections, you know, through that process and learn. It's just, it's a beautiful process, learning how to write. And like you said, you don't have to know how to write. Just say yes to yourself and get in the Facebook chat groups, whatever they do, and learn how to do this. It's amazing. So yeah. I love that. So okay, I see those books behind you. I pray on purpose because can you read us maybe a little bit from that book?
Sure.
I put you on the spot a little bit, but you know.
Okay, I'm here. Okay, so I pray on purpose because I want a deeper relationship with you. The scripture text is, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And that's from Jeremiah 29, verses 12 and 13. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, hallowed be thy name. You are the Alpha and the Omega, and because of it, I come to you first to seek your counsel, advice, and guidance in my life. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. I put my faith and trust in you. Thank you for your loving kindness that you bestow on me each and every single day. I thank you for your word, where you have included the many promises that we hide in our hearts and call upon them when we need to strengthen ourselves and others. Help me to fervently pray and study every day. Help me to focus when I study your word. Teach me so that I can learn the messages you have for me. Direct me in my thoughts. Encourage me in my convictions. Keep me focused on the things that are eternal and true. I thank you for the time which we are living in. In the midst of all the confusion, I seek your face. I have developed a mindset of gratitude. I am thankful and appreciate the small things now. I know you have a great plan for me, plans to prosper me and to give me hope and a future. Father, I want a deeper relationship with you. Please grant me wisdom and discernment to make wise choices in my life every day. You said in your word, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to them. And that's taken from James 1:5. I claim these words daily. Help me to be obedient to your laws. I crave to have you open my eyes, O Lord. Show me where I have failed you. Make my wrongs right. Change me where I need to change. Help me to deny self. Command my steps and direct my path. My heart is receptive to you. Teach me to worship and obey you with my whole heart. I want to love like you love. Help me to show others love and kindness. Help me to do my best to help others. Help me to be humble and slow to anger, and in every circumstance, guide my tongue. I want to give like you give. Please help me to be generous in this regard. Help me to know what you want me to do. Help me to discover and live my purpose according to your will. Help me to be who you want me to be. Help me to be a good friend. Help me to share my testimony with others about your goodness and your grace. As your Holy Spirit infiltrates every part of my life, help me to experience your power. Father, I thank you that you are on this journey with me. I want to do everything in accordance to your will, not my will, but thine be done. Help me to confess my sins and rebuke my wicked ways. I ask for forgiveness for all those whom I have wronged. I pray for the sick who are among us. I pray for those who are suffering and have diseases. You are the great physician. Please comfort those who need comfort from their pain. I leave this and all things into your powerful hands. I know you are able. Last but not least, as I submit myself solely unto you, let me set an attitude in my heart for consistent prayer. Lord Jesus, my friend, I choose to serve you and follow you in all things. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus with thanksgiving. Amen.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Alvina Ryan, the best-selling author, massage therapist, coach, all of that and some, leader. And you might not be a nurse, but you are healing, right? You're healing and helping. You're still the nurse, right? You're still the nurse. You're healing and helping with your writing, your prayers, with your hands. But it's on a whole nother level, you know?
Well, I just love helping people. A lot of people don't see the connections between all of that, but I help people, and that's my mantra. And, you know, some people are just like, if I use the bridge analogy. So you're on one side of the bridge and you need to get to the other side of the bridge, and massage therapy helps connect you. And like in my writing, people participate in the anthology. They might not be the best writers, but I am an editor, I'm a copywriter, so I can help bring and enhance that so that it also comes out with the way that you want it to come out, right? And I help ghostwrite and I help you write. I just want to help you because a lot of people want to write their story and they just don't know how. They don't know where to start. So I'm that connection that helps them as well.
Wow. I'm speechless. Your story is just wow, 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 wow. And all of that. And sometimes we don't know that we don't see the path. We just know we're on it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You wanted to do nursing and then you wind up doing so much other things. That don't even sound right. It's so much more, you know. You had a path that was just like your own little special path for Alvina. And you want to do
And I'm not done yet. I'm not done no, yet.
Right.
I'm
so
Look out, world.
Yes, yes. No, no, we're not done. No, no, not at all. Wow. Oh, well, thank you so much for reading that. And that's from, and let me quote the book up again so that everybody can see the title of the book.
Mm-hmm. I pray on purpose because.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, then you can go ahead and grab the other book that's back there because that was a project that we did together. That was Finding Joy in the Journey. Yay! Yes. That is the project that we did together. It was amazing. We had a good time. And I'm thankful because, like I said, we connected because of that project, and the visionary for that project is Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa Blackwell. Yes, the visionary for that project. And so it brought all of us together and we're still connected. That book, last year, and we're still connected, still active, still doing things, still following each other on Facebook, in each other's DMs, you know. And the more that we grow and do, we're still going back to our group from Finding Joy in the Journey and still reaching out and saying, well, do you want to come on the show? Do you want to do this? Do you want to be in this magazine? So I love that. I love that. That's nothing but God. Nothing but the universe. God, universe, well, you want to say.
We're all in this together, right? So we're all in our journey as young authors, and we need to support, encourage, and challenge one another. And mm-hmm. just like, you know, I thank you for actually asking me to be a guest on the show, because as you said, I said before, I'm always hosting, right? So I love being in this seat as well. So thank you so much for the opportunity. Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Oh, I can do this for a whole nother hour, but you know, we got to get out of here.
I would love to offer something to your guests.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So, for those of you who are listening, I mean, we love this podcast. We love Miss BJ. But I just want to offer you just a little token. It's a free ebook. Mm-hmm. And it's It's on my website, www.authoralvinaryan.com. And it's a free ebook about finding your purpose. So without purpose, without clarity, people feel lost. So even if you don't believe in God, there's a purpose for you. So grab your free ebook, authoralvinaryan.com.
All right. You heard it loud and clear. That's Dr. Alvina Ryan coming to you from Canada, baby. I so enjoyed you and your thank you for sharing your story and your time with us. I'm very appreciative. Before we go, is there any just a small nugget that you would like to leave with the audience?
Well, thank you. I just want to make sure that everybody realizes it's, you know, prayer is a tool, but the relationship that you have with God is the most important thing. So really get yourself right. Concentrate on that. You know, there's a text that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things. It doesn't say some things. All things will be added to you. So I'm going to leave that as a blessing. Put him first in your life and develop that relationship with him.
Awesome. That was beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So before we go, what I would like to say is make sure you follow Dr. Alvina Ryan. She's all over social media. She gave you her website. And please, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, like, share, and subscribe. Share this information. We have some beautiful, amazing people doing things out here, you know, and they need to get the exposure. We need to know who's doing what, you know, so we can all connect and help each other advance to the next level. That's important. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is to share the information. Share. Like, share, and subscribe. I'm everywhere. I'm on YouTube, Ms. BJ Martin. I'm on Instagram, MS_BJ Martin. On Facebook, BJ Martin. My website, I am Ms. BJ Martin. You know, we're all over the place. So reach out, send us a DM, contact us, whatever you need to do. We're here for you. We're offering our services to you. So that's all I have to say. I appreciate you spending time with us this evening. And just remember, before we go, I would like to say, just like the sun, you are necessary. I love y'all.